Hi, welcome. This is Laurel, and you're at the Laurel Langmire Show. Thanks for joining us today. It's great to be back, and here we are in another great month of July with lots of new things coming in the economy. We've been calling this the turnaround year for 2010, and we're starting to see more and more signs. Every week that goes by, more and more signs of recovery is in progress. Now, all of you that are watching, avid fans of mine, and actually not even me, you're fans of the conversation. That's what I really hope, is you're fans of the conversation. Because what that means is that you're actually out spreading the news about entrepreneurialism and a true economic recovery, which means everyone watching becomes entrepreneurs, contributes to the economic recovery, instead of sitting back in the playing field, blaming everybody else for the problems. So, what are some signs this week that we see some recovery? Wall Street's hiring binge. And in fact, the New York Times says, is it happy days again? Financial firms that helped cause the economic downturn have started aggressively recruiting and hiring. Is that good news? We would say that it is. Even though the economy overall remains a little sluggish, you know, the stock market, thanks to Wall Street, is staying high because of its emotional roller coaster. But a lot of the New York firms are adding over 2,000 jobs since February. Hiring at banks and security firms nationwide is picking up steam. So as we see that, that definitely will increase consumer confidence. Now, how do you and I play in that as entrepreneurs? Well, as entrepreneurs, especially if you're hiring other small and medium-sized business, so when it's a B2B hire and you're exchanging money between companies, that also increases consumer confidence. So now let's go to another one. Bernanke finally is calling loans to small businesses critical for the recovery. Well, hello, because this is really more our conversations. It's interesting to see Wall Street's hiring. We're hiring. We've been hiring for months and months and months. We're still not done. Right, we've been hiring inside originally the marketing department, which is fine now, but we have a constant hire on our sales team, which is about cash, right? Sales always increases cash, and we are in a constant hire for months and months for salespeople, and I know a lot of those small businesses are as well. And for us, small and medium-sized businesses, we need cash to move at higher levels. Now, some of you watching say, well, Laurel, you always say you can make money with no money. I know. So you can always get started that way, but I'll tell you, when you know what to do with money, see, because most of you watching, a lot of you watching, if you were given money, you wouldn't know how to spend it appropriately to create growth inside of a company. But I'll tell you, companies that know how to create growth inside companies need some capital, and it's about time Washington is finally hearing the cry for help. Now, here's what's interesting, is as loans, getting more loans to flow to normally to small businesses, a critical ingredient to bolstering the recovery and reducing unemployment. Well, no kidding. Been saying that for months. Glad you guys are finally catching up here in July 2010. Bernanke says the comments is in remarks to the Fed conference exploring ways to help increase lending to small companies, from pizzerias to startups to technology firms. Making credit accessible to sound small businesses is crucial to our recovery. Like, finally, must be done. Small businesses, more than large businesses, are relying on bank loans to expand their operations and hiring. Small businesses usually drive job creation during recovery, but tight credit has hurt the hiring. Tight credits hurt everything because, again, small and medium-sized businesses have been able to keep their sales for the most part, but because they've had to take payments, aren't keeping the cash. So, again, it's about a cash issue, not necessarily in some cases, a sales issue. Now, what's very interesting in all of this, that if the government doesn't get to it, right here, the government doesn't get to it, guess who is? Just announced last week, the Walmart, Sam's Clubs, Costco of the world, right? Big companies that have the liquidity and the cash to be able to loan are opening up small business loans. So Walmart has its own chain of banks. They, as Sam's, all those kind of big wholesale companies are about to go lend. In fact, they are. So if the feds and the banks don't pick it up, they're going to be outpaced by businesses who have the capital to do it. So it's going to be an interesting run in the economy. And finally, a piece that's been missing for a long time, which is getting credit to the folks who need it, is finally picking up. So I don't know. I think that's good news. The consumer credit conundrum. Americans paid on their credit cards and took out fewer loans in May for the 18th time in 20 months. Is that good news or bad news? I don't know. I think that says that spending is actually down, And because they can't get credit cards, right, they're borrowing less and they're, you know, they're racking up less consumer debt. But the challenge in that, again, is where is the education for entrepreneurialism? Many folks could have sold their way, right, and really created an entrepreneurial venture to sell their way, create new cash out of some of the situations that they had. And many, many people, I think way too many people that could have had a different option but weren't educated or offered an option called entrepreneurialism and a way to make money, they hit the bankruptcy button instead. So sad times for those folks. And I'll tell you the other things that the Walmarts and the Sam's Clubs and I think more companies like that will pick up is they're doing a lot of prepaid. They're doing prepaid cards because a lot of these folks have no credit. And the only way you're going to rebuild credit is you got to start using the credit system again. Now, I think that Bernanke needs to go over and look at the credit system and say those three credit, you know, union, they need to completely be overhauled given what's going on in the millions of people who have no credit. I mean, most people, there's a lot of people who can't even book a credit card, can't even rent a car, can't get, they have no lines of credit at all. So what they do is they're going in and they're getting prepaid credit cards to increase their purchasing power. Very interesting strategy. And again, small, medium-sized businesses are going to anchor to that as they continue to offer them in the public space called Walmart, Sam's Club, and I bet a whole bunch more companies are going to come alive and offer that. Because what a great rate of return on your money, huh? If you can make 9, 10% on your money consistently from consumers, it's a good offer. It's more than they're making in some of the other areas and some of the other margins. So interesting news, great times, fun times to be alive, and challenging times. Oh, I have some more cool news, but I'm going to get back to it after I introduce my guest. So as an entrepreneur, you have a huge opportunity to be part of the creating the recovery, creating the rules for the recovery, how you participate. I always say however you vote with your feet, meaning however you spend your time, however you spend your money as an entrepreneur clearly is an indication of what's important to you. So if what's important to you is turning around the economy, then you have to start participating and getting into the conversations that are going to help you and I and the small, medium-sized business get back on track. All right, so there's the news for the day. And those of you who are wanting to make money, if you have not been out to one of my workshops, we just got back from Denver, Colorado, where everybody in the room made money once again. We are well over a 2-year stretch where every person in the room makes money in a 3-day, actually less than 3 days. So if you wanna make money in 3 days, you have to get out to one of my cash machine workshops. You can always email into, oh, let's see, what email do I want to give you? info@liveoutloud.com. We'll get somebody on the phone with you right away and get you into one of our workshops because all of you have a way to participate and you don't have to go back into that job line if you don't want to. So on the show, in the Laurel Langmire Show, we are constantly bringing you not only great news, but great guests. We're bringing you entrepreneurs across the world who do great things, provide amazing service, solve problems for those who have them. Hence the definition of entrepreneurialism. You're solving problems for those people who are willing to pay you to have them solved. It's one of my definitions. I have a whole bunch of them. So again, at any time on the Laurel Langmire Show that you are watching, you can email me directly at laurelradio, L-O-R-A-L, radio at liveoutloud.com. And we will get right back to you with any question that you have about money and putting more cash in your pocket. And let's move over to my guest. Dr. Elizabeth Lambert is with me today. Her website is www.drelizabethlambert.com, which is Dr. D-R, Elizabeth, and then I'm going to spell it L-A-M-B-A-E-R.com. And Elizabeth has a fascinating background, holds two undergraduate degrees from Loyola Marymount, in biology and history, and then a doctorate in dentistry from the University of the Pacific in San Francisco. That's quite a place, by the way. Dr. Lambert is a board certified in the state of California and studied with the finest entertainment coaches LA has to offer. She often jokes that she studied long enough to be a writer, speaker, and television host than she did to be a doctor. I would agree with that, given the amount of media training it takes to do what we do sometimes. After landing a series of television commercials, she's retired from her private practice in Manhattan Beach. I used to live in Manhattan Beach. What a great place. And instead of holding a dental drill, can be found holding a microphone in front of and getting the attention of live audiences. She's traveled the world, Mexico and Asia, freelance speaker and reporter. So she has been a guest speaker on many of the international conferences, such as the Braveheart Women Conference, Women Information Network, and more. So Dr. Elizabeth, welcome to the Laurel Langmire Show. It's great to have you here today.
Laurel, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So You know, in your program, you have a flip the switch, right, to reprogram your eating and exercise. Tell us a little bit more about that as we get started. And then I'm going to talk about the seven secrets to foundation of youth, because, man, people spend billions of dollars to stay young.
Absolutely. And I'm actually a vitality, vibrancy, and youthfulness expert. And my program is Fit 50 and Fabulous, Seven Secrets to the Fountain of Youth. Why I was so interested in coming to speak to you today and to your lovely audience is because you are doing such an amazing job in helping them create their cash machines and helping them do the wealth cycle and build all this wealth. And then my interest is to have them have healthy, vital, vibrant youthful bodies in which to enjoy all this money that they now are making. And so really the principles are quite similar. I heard you talking about, don't want to talk about, you know, getting rid of the debt or that idea of restriction. Let's talk about the idea of expansion. Let's talk about the idea of making and creating more wealth. With the idea of our physical bodies, and especially in the area of health and nutrition, let's not talk about a diet. Let's not say, I have to go on a diet. I have to exercise. No, I can't stand that word, have to. We don't have to do anything.
But
we
most
get to. It's a...
Well, don't you find, too, though, that because I was, you know, I have a master's in exercise physiology, and so don't you find that there is that I always say budgets are like a diet. So we're in the same conversation completely, right?
But it's the same thing.
Why is it in the health industry do you find that the restricting conversation, just like in the money conversation, is always restrictive first? Why do you think, like, how did it get there? Does that make sense? How did the health conversation...
You know, it's interesting because we live in this universe that is completely expanding.
But how did the conversation originally get restrictive? Because in the money conversation, everybody, right, we can name names, talks about getting on a budget first. And so in health and wellness, it's about getting on a diet. So both conversations seem to be restrictive first, and then you and I and all of us that actually know better are always creating this expanding conversation. So I'm curious, just from a historical perspective, what's your thoughts on why it was so restrictive in the first place?
You know, it's a very good question. I think until we know better, you know, people are going to think in terms of that constriction, because fear will take you there. And when once someone gets into fear, they're going to get constricted. So my whole idea in working with people is to talk about expanding. So instead of saying, let's go on a diet, Laurel, let's say, let's be expansive in our thinking. Let's think about, let's be in the area, one of my topics is move your body for the sheer joy of it. Let's think about the idea of, let's take on exercise like we take on our cash machines. What do you love to do already that you could this evening for 20 minutes go out and do? Not I have to go exercise, but let's get on our bicycles and let's go for a bike ride. Let's go for a walk with someone that we love. Let's hop in the pool with the kids. It's summertime. Let's hop in the pool with the kids. Let's not watch them swim. Let's swim with them. Let's get healthy together. It's a completely different conversation from one of restriction to one of expansion. Also in the area of eating, it's the exact same thing. I have a program called Conscious Eating. So instead of saying, let's go on a diet, no, let's not constrict. Let's think about how can we take on a healthy lifestyle. Doesn't that just make so much sense? Let's eat in a way that's healthy. Let's put nourishing food in our body. Let's sustain the cells of our body so that we can not only have beautiful lives and work on our cash machines and bring more money. And I mean, we need to have physical bodies that are going to carry us a long distance, because we have some big things to do on this planet. And so my intention is to get everybody healthy. Let's start thinking about eating in a whole new way. And what I'd like to share is I have a plan called Conscious Eating. So if you'd like, I can just share a little bit about what that is and how that could help your audience.
Absolutely. Let's talk about conscious eating, and then I want to get to your seven secrets of foundation of you. So let's start with the food, because you are what you eat. I know that's an old, you know, adage, but it's the truth.
It's very true. The first thing I like to say is we want to put living food into a living body as much as possible. My very dear friend, he's also my teacher and very, very dear friend, Dr. Michael Beckwith, says that a lot. And we actually work out together. We do core training together. We have a great time doing it. He's also a great living example of, yep, you know, healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. And so you want to think about when you're eating, putting healthy foods into a health, into a living foods into a living body. So let's take two separate families. One is eating unconsciously and one is eating consciously. Someone who's eating unconsciously is going to eat food that's overcooked, that is lacking in nutritional value. They're going to eat until they're full. And what most people don't realize is there's 20 minutes extra time until the food actually kicks into your stomach. So now you've eaten food that's not very healthy, that's not sustaining you. You've eaten too much of it. And now you feel, you know, that terrible full feeling like, oh, I'm so full. And then most people will go and they'll sit down on the couch and let the TV watch them. Not very productive. Instead, let's flip that switch. Let's talk about eating foods that are vibrant, that are vital, that are healthy, that are living for the most part. And let's eat just a little bit, stop before we're full, let that 20-minute time kick in. Now the cells of our body feel alive, they feel nourished, you feel like you're ready to go on a bike ride. So instead of, you can see how that one's a downward cycle, takes you all the way down, you're gonna sit on the couch, go to sleep, you're gonna feel full, you're gonna wake up the next morning sluggish. Instead, you eat healthy, you eat vibrant, you stop before you're full, you eat just a little bit, sustain your body, and then you and your sweetheart or you and your family go on a bike ride or go for a swim or do something fun, and then you come back and work on your cash machine and you're ready to go the next morning, you're vibrant, you're alive, and it's a completely different way of eating. One's conscious and one's not.
I would agree. And so you've given us some great tips about food and exercise today. Let's talk about the longer, like just fountain of youth, you know, living to 100. I had several folks just this last weekend in Denver that are in their 70s sign up for my mentoring program. And I love announcing that because, you know, we have people as young as 9 and as old as 92. And I don't think you're ever too young, too old to worry about, you know, making money, think about making money, create making money, expand. And I think the same thing's with health. And we're living a longer lifespan. People are paying billions of dollars in the entrepreneurial space, right, and just the consumer space to stay young. In fact, it's amazing how some people, at the expense of what they should be spending money on, will spend it on their own vanity of staying young. And there's just, right, there's natural ways to stay young. So let's talk about your 7 secrets to the fountain of youth.
Beautiful. Okay, very quickly, the first one is doing what you love. And of course, you know so much about this because you're teaching people to take what it is that they love, turn it into a cash machine. Not only are they making money for themselves, but they're creating these beautiful products and services that are servicing the world. It's just a wonderful, wonderful cycle that's so much different than from the person who goes to the 9-to-5 job working for somebody else. Yep. And in doing this, in doing what you love, you literally are tapping into the fountain of youth. When we do what we love, I call it stepping out of time and into the divine. And that divine meaning, that space and time, it's out of space and time. You're literally, you know, I mean, everyone knows this. When you are doing what you love, time stands still. But it's not just standing still metaphorically. It's literally standing still. That's why you look so amazing, Laurel. That's why people who are doing what they love, it seems like they're not youth. They're not aging. Because they're not. They are not aging at the same rate as somebody who's drudging through, having a life that's not productive and it's not giving. The other thing I would say is that not only do what you love, but bring love to what you do. And this has, you know, obviously this ties into what you're teaching people. When you have your cash machine, when you have this entrepreneurial service that you're providing, when you do so with love, you show up in a way that's wanting to serve people. It's a way that's from a very heartfelt space, wanting to take care of your customers and your clients. You're bringing that space of love. And in that space of love, it's this whole idea of coming out of time. We are not aging. So that first secret, stepping out of time and into the divine, love is really the secret. Doing what you love and bringing love to what you do.
I would agree. And then number 2 and 3 you've talked about, which is, you know, fitness, moving your body just because you want to move your body, which I'm with you on the food thing. I think the food piece, you know, whether people go sit on the couch or get out and move, is heavily dependent on what they put in their body, and they're just the feeling of all of that. So we've talked about those. So waking up and just being alive and, you know, in love with what you're doing. Fitness, eating, yes. Number four. What's number four?
Number four is beauty. It's an inside job. And you tapped into this a little bit when you alluded to people spending a whole lot of money on outer things that will try to freeze things into place. And truthfully, the beauty and the youthfulness of somebody comes from the inside. And when you are tapping into that beauty from the inside out, you are gorgeous. And not only are you beautiful yourself, you're going to see the beauty in everyone else. And now we're having a society, instead of this idea of competition and looking at somebody else a certain way, when you see the beauty in you, and you then can't help but see the beauty in everybody else. And it's the beauty that comes from the inside out. So in a nutshell, that would be my fourth secret.
And then number five?
Number five is healing. I call it healing modalities that fly just under the radar. There are so many extraordinary healing modalities that are available to us, from massage, taking care of our bodies, to all sorts of, there's, you know, healings. There's so many wonderful healers out there all around the world, and there's so much offered to us. I'm sure a lot of your entrepreneurs are wonderful healers, and I would love to support them. So you'll have to put me in touch with them. So on my website, I can definitely send people their way, because it's like this Pandora's box that most of society does not know about.
Well, and what else would you say besides massage? I mean, what else? I would put chiropractic, I'd put acupuncture, I would put, you know, the use of oils, certain supplements. I mean, what else would you put in that category? Because cleansing, I don't think people cleanse enough. I think, you know, I think there's a lot.
Absolutely. There is so many. There's chronic healing. There's Reiki healing. There's light healing. There's so much with light and sound. There's so many healing modalities with light and sound that most people don't know about that will source you. And there's many, many spas around the country that offer these extraordinary healing modalities. And when you use them, it's light years better than some of these things that are out there right now. And because you're alive, your face is alive, your body's alive. I say this and I absolutely mean this. We are truly meant to grow younger, stronger, deeper, wiser, richer, more flexible, better in every way imaginable. I absolutely believe this. And if people would take this on, we really can start. My whole intention is to start a whole new wave of thinking. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm 35, I'm over the hill. It's not true. I'm 51 years young, and I started my dance career at the age of 40, and there's just so much that we can do. There's just infinite possibilities, and when we step into the infinite possibilities for our lives and infinite possibility thinking, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely. And then community, which you know that I'm a massive fan of. We have a huge community at Live Out Loud. In fact, you know, as we survey folks about, you know, why they stay, what's really been the contribution of all of the work that I've done, they'll say community, right? And a lot of people say, well, it's about Laurel. No, it's not. It's about the community. It's about the people that create the experience in a community of like-minded. And I think it's not just in the wealth conversation. It's in the health conversation. So tell us, you know, how you see community and how that really fits into the Fountain of Youth.
Absolutely. Community is so important because we do not have to do this alone, nor do we really want to do this alone. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, I have to go to the gym. Well, the gym isn't much fun if you're going there by yourself and you're drudging along and it's not fun. I'm a big, big proponent of the fun factor. I think when you take and you make things fun and you make things joyous, first of all, you're youthing yourself by tapping into that energy. And second of all, when I go to the gym, I have a whole group of friends that I work out with, and we do things like we run the stairs. Now, I call it the updraft. And literally, when you're working out and exercising in community, it's going to sustain you. I remember when I started running up the stairs with my friends, they were, you know how you play tennis with the person who's better than you? Yep. They were much more proficient at this than I was. And they said, just come along, Elizabeth. And one of my secrets is be willing to be open to the possibility of saying yes where you would normally have said no. So in that moment, I might have said, well, they're better than me, no. But I said, yes, it'll be fun. So in my yes, I started running the stairs with them. I literally could feel the updraft, like, you know, the birds flying in the, you know, in formation. I literally, their energy carried me so much further than I would have gone by myself.
I would
So if you
agree.
can find people to work out with and find what you love to do, do it in community, it becomes fun, it becomes joyous, and you support each other in the process. And you really, it's the same thing with what you're talking about, Laurel. It's really showing up and serving one another. I know I loved, I was doing a little research on you as well, preparing to be on the show, and I loved what you, in one of your cash machine programs, you talked about how you don't want to hire, you know, 10 other people who are just like you. Then you have all these marketing, you know, geniuses who are now throwing their papers back, nobody to pick it up. It's the same thing in terms of exercise. You really want to, you want to be, you know, you want to build a team of people around you who can support you in the different things. You show up in what you do best, and then you have a team of people showing up to help you with what they do best. And now you come together and you have what I call synergy. Because 1 + 1 is never 2.
Absolutely.
1 + 1 is infinity. And when we get that.
Well, and I think there's a piece in both of our conversations, because, you know, I've lived deeply in both conversations, more in money now, but where people feel like they're embarrassed or humiliated or not good enough, and they have all these interesting conversations. They have it in the health conversation, they have it in the wealth conversation. So there's this, you know, I think the industrial age model contributed to playing small, playing by yourself, even the word self-made millionaire, you know, that people think that you're going to go out by yourself. But what they don't realize is, like you said, 1 + 1 is not 2 when you play in groups, whether it's your conversation or my conversation. And then truly, you know, my action to folks that are watching is always, and truly get rid of those negative people in your life. Your people in your environment are so critical, and so few people do something seriously about it. They just tolerate it. So I want to just encourage those that are watching to stop tolerating. And then number 7, we got to get that in before our show ends today, spirituality, the 7th of the secrets, which for me is my highest value. I'd put it up at number 1, but I'll let you have it number 7 here, dear.
Well, actually, you know, actually, I started with spirituality and I ended, because stepping
That's
out
true.
Of time and into the divine is
That's
actually,
true.
So we're on the same wavelength.
That's good.
There's a reason why I wanted to come talk to you, Laurel. We're definitely
That's
on the
good.
Same wavelength. And spirituality, the elixir of youth, there's principles of spirituality. When you tap into that, you are tapping into the elixir of youth. And out of all these principles, there's principle of prayer and meditation. And when you meditate, you're lining up with the divine. If that's not you thing, I don't know what is. You're literally tapping into that source. That's where we get our information. The information's not coming, you know, that the information isn't us. It comes through us when we make ourselves available to it. So it's making ourselves available to it. One of my biggest secrets for spirituality is service. When you show up in service to other people, miracles happen in your life, because really that's what it's all about. It's really showing up and saying, I'm showing up to be of service to you. And that's really what works. I love to say this. It's I think it's so beautiful to show up for others, because it that's really what it's all about,
and
in really
add,
being of service, because the
I wanna
miracles
add that it's also
happen.
Showing up. Though it's showing up as service without an agenda, of knowing that there's a universal law of reciprocity. Because I think so many people show up with an agenda, an undercurrent, and they don't realize that that's what's creating nothing.
Exactly. And you know what? The universe knows.
Absolutely.
When you show up in real service, because guess what? When you show up and give, you can't have the yin without the yang.
Yeah.
It's the service, it's the giving, that is the receiving. There's nothing to get in the future. It is the act of giving that gives you the receiving. And when you get that, you really have a powerful, youthful, and vital life.
So if people go to your website, Elizabeth, what are they going to get? So again, go to Dr. Elizabeth Lambert. Sorry. It's Lambaer. And what will they get on your website once they head over there?
Once they get there, my book is coming out, Fit 15 Fabulous, 7 Secrets to the Fountain of Youth. I also have programs. In addition to that, when they get to my site, I have a weekly, it's a weekly video that I put out called Adventures with Dr. Elizabeth. It's tips and from my secrets, showing people how to have vital, vibrant, and youthful lives. Because it's really, it's like it's the same message that you're saying. Yours is in the area of financial, mine's in the area of health and well-being. It's these changes when we go from an idea of restriction to an idea of expansion. Miracles happen in our lives. So really, that's what it's about.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the Laura Langmire Show. And all of you head over to drelizabethlambert.com. And have a great day, Elizabeth.
It was so nice to meet you, Laura.
Thank you.
A pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. So again, for all of you watching, you're at the Laurel Langmire Show. And any questions you have, direct them to Laurel, L-O-R-A-L, radio, at liveoutloud.com. And we'll be right back with you. And visit Elizabeth's site and study her 7 secrets to a fountain of youth. Because for me, I want you living a long life and making a lot of money. You know, when the gentleman that's 92 joined my program, he was like full of energy. He went up 39 steps of flights to my 3rd floor conference center on his own, right? He probably could have outsprinted half the class. And I said, and he also had done well in money. And I said, so why are you really here? And he said, well, most of my friends are dead or boring and I want a community to work with, and I hear you got the best in the world. And we do. And as we expand into more and more countries, we're about to bring on Indonesia and India, which I cannot wait. We have brought on Japan, Australia, and we have a new connection into China, South Africa. So the more that my work expands across the world, more and more entrepreneurs are going to come into this community and have a worldwide conversation that has got to shift a lot of the conversation that's out there. I don't know about you, but I am tired of this boring industrial age conversation of restriction and minimizing and us really being at the effect of others. It's time for you to control your financial future and you to get off your lazy assets, because you all have amazing assets inside of you. When are you going to start using them is the question. So again, the economy is slowly turning week by week. Here on Mondays, we are on the Laurel Langmire Show. I want you to join my blog over at liveoutloud.com, be in a conversation there. We have a lot of great things that will support you in being this conversation at any time. Email info, I-N-F-O, at liveoutloud.com so we can help you put more cash in your pocket if you need to learn how to do that. Otherwise, just stay tuned and give us some insights to what you're doing. And we'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. Stay tuned then. Have a great day.